Hello everyone, it's now just after 2 a.m. and still very windy, but it's not doing the howling thing upstairs anymore. So I think, you know, the ghostly noise, I think it's kind of changed direction. I'm just going to have a look out and see if it's raining. I have locked up the doors a lot, but I mean, I knew I was coming back down. It's very windy and it's raining, not heavily, but it is raining. Okay, it's quite cold out there. Anyway, I could do this as my marching on day 31. I've just heard a very dramatic post by poor Chris, K_Waywell, who's having problems with a big storm and water coming through his roof. So I hope he gets that sorted out, okay? That's not nice, especially at this time of night. So, why am I back on here? Okay, I was upstairs doing dialysis and I thought while I'm doing that, I will pay one of my bills. Most of my bills I pay by direct debit, but there's two that I pay manually, and one is my landline and internet, and the other one is my Vodafone bill, and I was going to pay both of them today. The Vodafone one, I don't think you can do it on the phone when they're closed. For some stupid reason, you used to be able to, but you get all the way through to the payment, and then it'll say, sorry, our lines are closed. Excuse me. So I thought I'll do that in the morning. I won't even bother trying to do that one. So I used my landline, tried to make a payment. It was £66, and I know that sounds a lot, but it's for TV, landline and internet, and 32 of that is we pay to have 800 minutes so that you can call anywhere in the world. And I used to have that before I became to the UK, and now we've kept it on because we don't often use it all. I mean, I use it to call my mum as well and things like that because I have got unlimited UK minutes, but sometimes, you know, on my mobile, but sometimes it's plugged in, it's charging or whatever. So I will use the landline. But mostly, Obi uses it to keep in touch with relatives. And we usually, you can go 2 months. If you don't use up your month with your minutes within 2 months, like if you get to 1600 minutes and you don't use any, the next time your minutes are updated, which is on the 18th of each month, then you will lose the first ones. You can only keep them 2 months, if that makes sense. But we've always got plenty because he doesn't go on the phone that much. But the option is there. We like to keep it open. Not just for that, but, you know, if the kids are ever abroad or whatever, it also means that I can ring them because you can ring mobiles on it. So, like, when Ronan goes on holiday with his dad and his wife and some relatives in June, I've only just realised that I will be able to call. I won't call him on my mobile because that will cost me because it's going overseas. But in this instance, as long as it doesn't cost him, that's the thing. But I can just check on him. I think they've cut all the prices of that. I need to check that out with Vodafone before he goes and see what that's all about. But in an emergency, I can ring him anyway. And stuff like that. Or if I need to ring, I don't know, anywhere that's going to cost money abroad. Right, so that's that. So I went to pay the £66. And first of all, I've only had my card recently. I started using it at the beginning of March because my other one finished in February, although it was actually issued in January, the new one, but I didn't use it till March. I literally used the old one up till the last day in March, February. So I went to pay my bill, and first of all, I put the wrong expiry date in. I put the wrong one anyway. You don't need to know what it is. Not that it matters now anyway, but then there was an option. Are these card details correct? And I press 1 if they are and press 2 if they're not, so I press 2. So all it meant is that, you know, and then it says if you want to change the amount, press 1. If you want to change the card details, I had to put the card details, you know, all over again, but that was fine. I put the right information in this time. Security code, start date. Then it said, please hold the line while we verify this payment. Came back saying, I am very sorry, There seems to be a problem with this card, but you can press so-and-so to pay with another card. Well, I don't have another card anymore. I've only got one. I've got two accounts, but I've got one with a debit card. The other's a savings account. I don't do credit cards anymore because I have fallen foul of them over the years. And, you know, when you're on a low income, it's very easy to acquire one, and it's very easy to fall foul of it and end up paying large sums of money each month, and when you've maxed out your card. So I don't do them. So that was the end of that. I couldn't do it. So I'll have to, they're closed now anyway till 8 a.m. So I'll have to call them in the morning and explain why I haven't paid it. Same with Vodafone. But anyway, I hadn't even hung up from the call, and I was thinking, what? Why is that? Why? Then I got a text, Barclays Bank. We would like, this is something about the fraud department. We would like to check whether the last three transactions, these three transactions have been made by you. If so, press Y. If not, press N. So they listed three transactions. One was the one I just tried to make, which was made by me. Then there was another one, Apple Store in the USA, £0. Now, I don't remember. I have not shared my card details with the Apple Store. I have done in the past on my old card to buy things, but I haven't bought anything from the Apple Store for ages. You know, I haven't. I've downloaded apps, but all I needed to do was put in my password. And I haven't done any recently. This was on the 28th of March, and I certainly hadn't done that then. And then there was another one, £50 to Vodafone e-commerce. What's that? So I'm afraid I had to text back no, and I was in the middle of dialysis, and then it literally gone, and like the message sent, and my phone was ringing, and I thought, oh, and because I was on dialysis, I couldn't even like walk out the room or come downstairs because, you know, Obi's asleep, because I'm attached to the equipment. Of course, I hadn't bargained for all this crap, and I really shouldn't have even been on the phone because I've washed my hands and all that. But anyway, they went through security with me, and she went through the things again, and I said that the last one, the £66 that I attempted, was genuinely made by me. The others weren't, and I think they were declined. The card was declined on the e-commerce thing. I've no idea what that was. Absolutely no idea what that was. And the Apple thing. No idea what that was. Because it wasn't for even for anything. It just said they'd registered my card, had been registered with them. Well, I haven't registered my new card with them. I definitely haven't. So she said she had to come to the conclusion that my card details had been compromised. So that's the end of that card. I've only had it a few weeks. Just got to know the new number, the new start date, finish date, security code, and now it's gone. And if I want to get any money out, I've got to take photo ID into the bank. I was thinking of going to see my mum this week, but if I've got to do all that, I don't know, we'll see. Anyway... So that's that. So now I was going to do my grocery order for Wednesday or Thursday. And so that's gone out the window. Honestly, these people, why? Why me? And how did they get my card details? That's what I start to worry about. How? You know, my card hasn't left the house. It's here. How did they get my details? Where? I haven't drawn any money out of Cashpoint lately. I don't even think I've done that since I had a new card. I don't think I've actually ever taken my new card. I haven't ever used my new card in a store. I've used it online, that's all. So that begs the question, where have I used it online, and where has their security gone wrong? I've used it on Tesco. I've used it on Asda. I've used it with Audible. They have my card details because it doesn't come up as a direct debit every month. It comes up as a card transaction. Who else have I used it with? Not many people, really. So, have I done any more phone payments? It's a bit worrying, really. I don't think I have. Oh, yes, I have. I've done Wilkinson's, Pound Stretcher, because we've got some household stuff. I believe they were with the new card. Although I'm not 100% sure about that. That could have been the last day I used the old one. I'm really not sure now. I think it was the new one, though. So I don't think it's Tesco, for a start, because I've been using them for so many years. I don't think it would be them. It's a bit like the thing with Sam again. You don't know. You start thinking, well, is it this and is it that? And I haven't done anything wrong with my card. You know, I'm always careful when I use websites that they are proper, you know, properly secure ones. So I don't know now. I'm not going to worry about it because nothing's gone missing. It's attempted fraud, but I don't know why the bank declined it. You know, for the e-commerce thing. And I don't even know what that is. Vodafone e-commerce. No idea. Absolutely no idea about that. But now they're going to send me out some forms. This is a pain. They're going to send me out forms now and I've got to send them back within 10 days. So that's another load of paperwork I've got to deal with. And I know they send stuff in Braille, but you can't fill them in Braille. So, anyway, I'm just thinking, what next? There's always something to deal with. And I was thinking of doing this as my March 9, and I thought, I don't really want to end it on a negative note, really. So I've got another post in my drafts folder, which I started last night, the early hours of yesterday, the 30th, in response to Spinner Girl's thing about books we liked as children. I might do that as my marching on. We'll see. I've got lots of posts in my download folder to listen to from today. I've listened to some. I'm going to take part in the Sam and Kate's ABC challenge for April, the April Boo challenge. That'll be a nice, easy one to have to write down every time. Not like, well, March on was fine, but I can feel a draft somewhere. That wind is really strong tonight, and the rain has reached us. I hope we don't get any leakages. That wouldn't be good, would it? Yeah, fancy that. 1:20, I'm sitting there with my phone ringing. Hello, this is so-and-so from the fraud department. Oh, yeah, like I need that like a hole in the head, especially at this time of the morning. There's nothing I can do about it. I started worrying, thinking, oh, well, I'll have to call this and I'll have to call them and tell them I can't pay my bill. Because even if I transferred it from my savings account, then obviously I still can't pay it because I haven't got a card. So I'm a bit stuck. Still, it means money's going to sit in my account for a bit longer than it would normally. There's always a silver lining. I can't use it, but never mind. And one day maybe I will get myself to the bank. The only thing that puts me off going to the bank is having to queue up. I don't do queues. I just can't do them anymore. I would have to actually ask somebody as soon as I went in if they could help me. And they're pretty good in Barclays. They've got the personal bankers right near the door. And they would probably let me sit down and go and get my money for me. They've done that before. They've done that for me in the past. They've got this queuing system like with the you know, the poles with the like ribbon stuff. It's thicker than ribbon. You know, the kind of plasticky, canvassy stuff that you have to denote a line, you know, rather than having like a bar. I think they've got that in there anyway. And it's easy for the dog to follow because you just... It's not like the post office where you go in and out, it's a great big room in the post office, and the counters are all round, like in a right angle. The banks, they're all the cashiers are just in a line on the left-hand side, and you just walk down, and then when you get to the end, you go around the corner. You can't really go anywhere else. So it's quite easy, and they're very helpful in there, but I just don't do queues. I can't do it. So I'm thinking I might go and get a bit of money out, because I wanted to go and see my mum, and I thought if I can manage to get the bus, I could get the bus into town one day, if I can get it from across the road here, and then go and go to the bank, get the money out, and then if I've got the energy, walk down to the bus stop, get the bus to hers, if I can do it in stages like that, and then I could just get a taxi home when it's time to come home. That will be quite a nice thing to do, I think. So I might try and do that Wednesday. I do want to go to the doctors about my finger. I wanted to make an appointment in advance, but they don't seem to do that anymore. It's really stupid. You just ring up on the day. And I like to have a little bit of warning, because my sleep's so messed up. I like to, you know, you can ring up at like 1:30 or 2 o'clock, depending what day it is and what time they open, to get an appointment for that afternoon. You can't. But the thing is, because I often don't wake up till that time, because I don't go to sleep till like 10 in the morning, then when by the time I wake up and ring, it's too much of a rush for me to get ready and go. Whereas if I could book it like, I don't know, say I rang up on Tuesday like today and booked it for Friday morning at 11 o'clock, by that time I would make myself either stay awake or set my alarm, and, you know, if I would probably make myself stay awake or try and get to sleep earlier if I could. I'm due for some respite from this stupid sleep problem. You know, I'm due for it to go back to normal. It's been a long time now. It's been several months of it being wrong. I think I had one night where it was okay-ish, and that was like going to sleep at 4. I was talking about this song the other day and I can't remember who sang it. I don't know if you can hear that. Because there was another one on and I said, oh, it's by that group that did that song, She Said. And I said, to Ronan, who was that? Oh, I can't remember. And I said, oh, no, can't either, can I? I don't know why this song always reminds me of Connor. That wind's roaring out there. But it's weird because it definitely isn't howling upstairs anymore. Maybe it's because Connor's shut his window. The rain's hitting the door now. It must be raining hard. And let's go and have a look. And then I'm going to go back to my other post. I'm going to try and put something on the end, an audio clip on the end of it about the books. And sorry I've been posting so many things today. It's just the way it goes sometimes. Well, that's a good thing. You don't have to listen to it, do you? Oh, it's really howling a gale out here now. My word. It's really roaring. Well, I'm sure that, I don't know if that was forecast, you know. My phone got all wet then. Anyway, I'm going to upload this and speak to you later. Well, in a minute.